Jie Ja
Sawal Ki Jaa.
Okay, that was really anemic. Jie Ja
Sawal Ki Jaa.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program with multiple locations in the Bay Area and around the world. SafariKidCA.com or SafariKidUSA.com is the place to get more information about that. And of course, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Safari Quiz Show is our page. The more likes we have, the more we're going to ask audience questions and give out prizes. So don't forget to like us on Facebook, Safari Quiz Show. I mentioned earlier that Safari Kid has multiple locations in the Bay Area, and I want to mention that one of them is open for summer camp. In fact, there are summer camps at all the locations, but there is a summer camp open house this weekend from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Santa Clara location, 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara, 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. So if you've still got some slots open for summer camp for your kids, this is a great place where they can go and learn things like chess and robotics and public speaking and other very interesting things. So once again, do check out the summer camp open house 1 to 5 p.m. at 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. And if you want to find out if there's a Safari Kid near you where you can send your kids to summer camp, that's SafariKidUSA.com. As I mentioned, as I've been mentioning over the last few weeks, we try to showcase children's musical performances on our show. Today we have one performance as well. I want to mention that quickly. It's going to be played during our second break. Michael, not the first break, as I mentioned before. It's going to be Ajay Raj on the saxophone with the Gunn High School Band. So that would be very interesting, a very interesting piece on the saxophone. We're going to play it on our second break. And if you want your child's musical performance, whether instrumental or vocal, to be featured on the show, please do write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. What we will need from you is either a straight up MP3 file or a YouTube link if the performance has already been uploaded to YouTube. That's actually pretty easy for us. Maybe the performance, the audio quality isn't great, but I think last week's piano piece showed us that it was still very, very impressive. And we love to have musical performances by kids on our show. So do write to us if you have a child, a talented musician who's been working very hard. And this is our way of saying well done. So before we start our show for today, I also want to mention our rules for the one contestant that we have today who's new. And here goes, and for any new listeners for the show, we have three categories of 10 questions each. The categories are given to the students, not students, participants, a couple of days ahead of time so that they have some time to prepare. Today's categories are Kids Movies 2014, this year's Kids Movies, FIFA World Cup Countries, and we have a special audio round where we're going to play a clip of someone speaking in a different language, and the kids have to identify which language it is. So those are our three categories. There are 10 questions each. I have a little buzzer here where the kids each have a control of the buzzer, and they buzz when I ask the question. Whoever buzzes first, their buzzer lights up and they get to answer the question. They get 10 points. If they get it wrong, they get -5. Yes, we do have negative marking on this show. And then the question passes to the next contestant in an anti-clockwise direction. And then that person has the option to either say pass if they don't know or try for the answer. If they get it right, they get 5 points. And if they get it wrong, they get -5. Let's meet our contestants today. Our first contestant is Adarsh. Welcome back to the show, Adarsh.
Oh, thank you.
So, what have you been doing since you last appeared on the show? It's summer holidays, huh?
Yeah, so, not much. I've had a lot of birthday parties that I've been going to, so, and I had a sleepover, so.
So so tell me something. Is there a prevalent theme in birthday parties these days? Is there something special that kids do for birthday parties these days?
Not really. Because then I'm going to one today even, and then it's all been like very different stuff. Like for my birthday party, we went to a movie and went to laser tag, but for this one we're going to Rocking Jump. And for the another one we had a sleepover, so like a lot of different varieties.
Different varieties.
Yeah.
So, jumping, laser tagging, movie, dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're having such a good time. And isn't it lucky that your friends are all having birthdays in the summer when there's time to kill, right?
Yeah.
What else are you doing this summer?
This summer, we're going to Los Angeles. My grandparents visited from India.
Oh, so the whole family is going?
Yeah.
What fun. Well, have a wonderful summer. Let's meet our second contestant, Rishabh. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me what you're doing this summer.
Well, really nothing. My grandparents are visiting from India.
Oh, well, your grandparents should get together with Adarsh's grandparents and have some grandparenting fun while the kids are having their fun, right? So are you visiting any, doing any sightseeing locally?
I don't know. Like,
just hanging out at home?
Yeah, just hanging out at home.
And seeing all the movies? Catching up on movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll probably like today's category, Kids Movies 2014, right?
Yeah.
I think you will. This is going to be an easy category, so everybody has to really be good on the buzzer. Our new contestant for today is Divyank. Welcome to the show, Divyank.
Thank you.
So, Divyank, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well,
Which school do you go to?
I go to Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Which is which city?
In Fremont.
Oh, in Fremont. Okay. And you're having summer holidays too?
Yep.
What are you doing in your summer holidays?
I'm just like hanging around and doing swimming and karate.
Okay. And are friends also at a loose end like you and meeting every day and hanging out with you too?
No, just like hanging out in house.
Hanging out in the house? Chilling.
Yeah, chilling.
That's so nice. That's the way summer is meant to be spent. My kids were in a lot of summer camps, but I think when they're not in summer camps, they're so happy. All right. So are you guys ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's do a quick buzzer check. Adarsh? What about you, Rishabh? And Divyank. All right. Our first category is Kids Movies 2014, this year's Kids Movies. Ready?
Yeah.
First question. I want to tell the new contestant. If you think you know the answer, you can buzz in even before the question is finished. This is not Jeopardy. So you can buzz in before the question is finished. However, there's always a catch. I will stop talking the moment the buzzer is pressed. So you have to answer the question based on whatever I've said so far. Okay? All right. First question. Which movie features the master builder who can prevent the world? Lego movie. 10 points. That's just warning you. Adarsh is really fast. Question number 2. In which movie does Kermit the Frog have an evil twin?
The Muppets Most Wanted.
Absolutely right. 10 points to Adarsh. Question number 3. Which animated movie is set in the same country as the FIFA World Cup this year?
Rio 2.
Wait, that's Rishabh. Go for it.
Rio 2.
Rio 2. Very good. Question number 4. That was Rishabh, 10 points. Question number 4. Which movie tells the story of Sleeping Beauty from the witch's point of view?
Maleficent.
Very good. That was Divyank. So everybody has points on the board now. Excellent. Question number 5. Which movie sequel features Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third?
The How to Train Your Dragon 2.
That is correct. Do you like it?
Yes.
All right. Question number 6. Which movie features the most accomplished dog in the world and his human friend?
Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Very good. That was Rishabh. 10 points. Question number 7. Which Marvel superhero fights his friend Bucky in a different version, in a villainous form? Which Marvel superhero fights a villain who actually turns out to be his friend Bucky? If I tell you what the villain's name was, everybody's going to get it. So I'm going to give you a chance to first figure it out without the name. Which Marvel superhero fights, and it's a sequel too, a villain who's actually his friend Bucky. The villain's name is the Winter Soldier.
Captain America?
Captain America. 10 points to Adarsh. Question number 8. Which upcoming superhero movie features a genetically engineered raccoon?
The X-Men Days of Future Past?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. Which upcoming superhero movie features a genetically engineered raccoon? Question passes to Rishabh. Guardians of the Galaxy. Very good. That is correct. Wow, if X-Men Days of Future Past had a genetically engineered raccoon, I would actually see it again. Besides, that movie is done. Question number 9. Which movie title monster feeds off radiation?
Godzilla.
Very good. There you go. 10 points to Divyank. And question number 10. Last question in this round. Shredder and his evil Foot Clan are destroyed by which?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's right. Four brothers from the sewer. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
It looks very dark.
It's creepy.
Yes, I think the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was more fun and light.
I know. Yeah.
This looks really...
Well, actually, the original comics are, like, bloody. They have guns in them.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? All right, so it's time for our listener question, and we have such eager listeners, they're already on the line, but they haven't heard the question yet. So here's our listener question, boys, this is not for you, so you don't have to buzz. This question is now for our listeners. Let me give out the studio line, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550, and it's in the category Kids Movies this year. Which upcoming spin-off movie features Skipper, Kowalski, Rico, and Private? Which upcoming spin-off movie features Skipper, Kowalski, Rico, and Private in their own spy thriller? All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Is the answer the Penguin Madagascar?
Who's this?
Sabina.
Sabina. Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Beck.
Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Let's go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Penguin Madagascar.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is penguins.
Thank you, Shreya.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy, and the answer is Penguins of Madagascar.
Thank you, Amy. Hi, you're on the air. Go for it. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Udav, and I think the movie's name is Penguin Madagascar.
Thank you, Udav. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor, and I think the answer is the Penguins of Madagascar.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Penguins of Madagascar.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and I think the answer is Penguins in Madagascar.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Penguin in Madagascar.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Penguins in
Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti, and the answer is Penguins of Madagascar.
Is that Stuti?
Yeah.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air. So that was Kids Movies 2014. Which upcoming movie features Skipper, Kowalski, Rico, and Private in their own spy thriller? We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who was the winner of our first listener question and how the kids in the studio are doing. So far, it promises to be a very interesting game. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, here with Adarsh, Rishabh and Divyang, fifth graders who are here today in the studio playing for categories Kids Movies 2014, FIFA World Cup Countries, and a special audio round. So do stay around for that. Before the break, we asked our listener question in the movies category. Which upcoming spin-off movie features Skipper, Kowalski, Rico and Private in their own spy thriller? The answer was indeed Penguins of Madagascar. A lot of people were laughing when they told me this answer. Either the question was too easy or just the thought of Penguins of Madagascar makes us all smile. I prefer to think it's the latter. So from all the correct answers, this time Divyang has picked the winner. Divyang, go ahead. Please announce the winner of the first listener question.
And the winner is Stuti.
Stuti, all right. Stuti has been in the studio and congratulations. Do write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You know what to do. Don't forget to mention the question and answer. I also am going to repeat one of my pet peeves, which is that winners of the listener questions don't write to us till very, very late. In fact, just yesterday I got an email from a parent saying, parent or child saying that they had won a listener question from last week. That's just too late. Because if you leave it that late, there's a good chance that you'll get omitted or forgotten. And besides, it makes it very hard for Miss Anu, who hands out the prizes, to just keep up with her accounting. So can you please, 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 please write to us today itself. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I know everybody's carrying around a mobile device that has email capability. So there's really no excuse for you not to send it to us the moment you know you've won. Oh, you won. Okay, take out the phone. Unless you're driving, please don't do that while you're driving. But get off. Whenever you're stopping the car, please just shoot us off an email saying you won this question. Here's the your child won the question, and this is the question, and this is the answer. That's all we require, and we'll get the prize to you as soon as we can. So let's see how the kids in the studio are doing now. Adarsh, how many points do you have?
I have 45 points.
And you have to speak into the mic.
Oh, I have 45 points.
Again, drifted off.
45 points.
There you go. Perfect. Rishabh?
25 points.
25. Divyang?
20 points.
Wow, this is one of the closest first round episodes we've had. Right? Yeah, in a while. Usually it's a blowout by one person. So boys, you're really holding up well. Wonderful. So our next, let's move on to our next category. Actually before that, I want to mention one more time that we have something called a kids music showcase that we starting to do on the show. We want to feature kids vocal and instrumental performances. We've been lucky. We have a few piano pieces. Today we're going to be doing a saxophone piece, and we're very thrilled about that. It's by Ajay Raj, and you'll hear it after this particular category is done and during the second break. So do stay around for that, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we are getting ready to play the piece. But if you want your child's performance to be highlighted, please do send us an email at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to some vocal performances. I mean, so many of you are probably talented singers. So if you had a singing performance recorded somewhere, it can be anything. It can be a bhajan. It can be a Bollywood song. It can be a pop song, an American pop song too. Anything, Korean, I don't care. But if it's your performance and you're a young person, we would absolutely like to feature it on the show. So please do write to us and send us a link at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, time for our next category, FIFA World Cup countries. We've all been infected by the FIFA fever, and the boys in this studio much more so than I would have expected. So I have a feeling that this particular category is going to be ridiculously easy for them. Ridiculously easy. So it's all going to be a buzzer game. So we're going to test our buzzers now to make sure that everybody's buzzers are working. Adarsh, Rishabh and Divyank. Alright, remember, you can buzz in at any time if you think you know the answer. Here's the first question. The US defeated this African country in their first match of the World Cup.
Ghana.
Ghana. Very good. 10 points. Question number 2. These defending champions were eliminated after losing their second game to Chile.
Spain.
Spain is right. Adarsh, I'm surprised that you're not buzzing in faster. We just talked about this during the break.
True.
Question number 3. Also known as Holland, this country is currently on top of its group.
Netherlands.
Netherlands. Very good. 10 points to Adarsh. Question number 4. This guy is often regarded as the best soccer player in the world. He comes from a country whose capital is Buenos Aires.
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi. Very good. 10 points. In fact, he just scored a goal while we were sitting here waiting in the studio, I believe. And I missed it. Mwah. Question number 5. The soccer team of this country is known as the Socceroos because of the well-known national symbol of the kangaroo. The soccer team of this country is known as the Socceroos because of their well-known national symbol of the kangaroo.
Australia.
Australia. Very good. 10 points. Did you know that, Divyank?
I figured it out.
You figured it out?
It
okay.
Makes sense.
It makes sense, yes. There's enough clues. Question number 6. This boot-shaped European country defeated England in the first game. This boot-shaped European country defeated England in their first game. Boot-shaped European country.
Italy.
Italy. Very good. Good. That sounded like an educated guess, and it was right. That was Adarsh again. Question number 7. This is the only Middle Eastern country in the FIFA World Cup. It's an unlikely ally of the United States in fighting against ISIS militants in Iraq.
Iran.
Iran is right. Very good. So did you know it through the FIFA or did you know it through the ISIS news, Rishabh?
I knew it through the news.
You knew it through the news.
Yeah.
Good job. You have to speak into the mic. I don't think anybody can hear you. All right. Question number 8. This southern neighbor of the United States tied against Brazil in its second match.
Mexico?
Mexico is right. That was a fantastic match. Question number 9. This country features a white cross on its red flag. Go for it, Adarsh.
Switzerland.
Switzerland is right. He got it. It took him 5 seconds, but he got it. Yes, we do have 5 seconds, so you can buzz in and wait for the 5 seconds. Oops, Okay. And last question. Wow, we really zipped through that. The last question. This country held South Korea to a goalless draw in its first game. This country held South Korea to a goalless draw in its first game. Its president is Vladimir Putin. This country held South Korea to a goalless draw in its first game. Its president is Vladimir Putin. Putin! Come on! George Bush famously said that he could see the soul of this man in his eyes. That was so funny. George W. Bush, that is. Vladimir Putin. Guys! This is easy! Okay. I can see totally blank look, so the answer is Russia. Oh. Russia.
Vladimir, I thought it was Transylvania.
Transylvania is not in the FIFA World Cup. Yeah. There is no country called Transylvania, is
really?
There? I yeah, if there was, that would be very cool. Yeah, it would be, its president would be Dracula. Okay, that we come to the end of our FIFA round, which I had more fun with, I think, than the kids. Both setting and asking. And I'm looking forward to going back and catching some more soccer games. If you're not watching FIFA, why not? Here is a listener question in our FIFA countries round. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Boys, this is not for you, just for our listeners. This FIFA country is situated in the northwest corner of South America and is named after a famous explorer. This FIFA country is situated in the northwest corner of South America and is named after a famous explorer. Let's see if our listeners know that one. Hi, you're on the air. No. Hi, you're on the air. I think it's taking them some time to figure this one out. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. This FIFA country is situated in the northwest corner of South America. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shruti and the answer is Colombia.
And is that Shruti or Stuti?
Shruti.
Okay, thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Shriya, and I think the answer is Colombia.
Thank you, Shriya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Colombia.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik, and the answer is Colombia.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sam.
Go for it. Turn down the radio. Don't get confused. Tell me your name.
Hi, my name is Sahana and the answer is Colombia.
Thank you, Sahana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Colombia.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Nishita and I think the answer is Colombia.
Thank you, Nishita. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina and I think the answer is Colombia.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, this is Somi.
Hi, Somi.
And the answer is Colombia.
Thank you, Somi. And last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and the answer is Colombia.
Thank you, Ignore. Ignore was the last caller for our question, our FIFA country question, which was, which FIFA country is situated in the northwest corner of South America, named after a famous explorer? So we are going to take a break now, but in this particular break, I want to mention again that we are going to be first playing our kid musician's piece. This is Ajay Raj on the saxophone with the Gunn High School Jazz Band, and he played it at the CMEA Band Festival at the Aragon High School in February of this year. The piece is called Quintessence. It's full of French horns and trombones, and the saxophone plays the main melody, and he's playing the saxophone. So, Michael, are we ready to play that piece? Let's go for it. Back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with kids who are so chilled out by the whole prospect of summer vacation that they can't even muster up a big cheer till they're reminded. Well, you just heard that beautiful piece on saxophone. It was by Ajay Raj with the Gunn High School Band. And the piece was called Quintessence. And my goodness, this is the first time I was hearing the piece too. And it was just beautiful. But that was a high school student. So if you have a younger child who's also been practicing and has had a recital or two and you're proud of what they play, please do send us that piece too. We're absolutely looking for young performers, musicians, vocalists, instrumentalists. And the place to send that to is safariquizshow@gmail.com. The safariquizshow@gmail.com email is also the one where you send us your interest in participating on the show, and we will match you up with other people in your age group or grade group. Or if you have a bunch of friends, then you all want to come on the show together, great. We'll even let you pick your own categories. And it'll be my challenge to see if I can give you 10 questions to challenge your knowledge of that category. So here in the studio, we have Adarsh, Rishabh and Divyang, 5th graders playing today. But before we check their scores, we're going to see who won our second listener question, which was in the category FIFA World Cup. And the question was, this FIFA country is situated in the northwest corner of South America and is named after a famous explorer. The answer was indeed Colombia. I was very happy to see a lot of girls answering that question. I hope this means that they're also watching the World Cup. And if they're not, they should be. And if they're not playing soccer, they should be. My daughter played soccer, she had the most wonderful time. It's more the camaraderie of the team. You learn how to lose. And learning how to lose is such an important skill for our young kids today. It's maybe more than learning how to win. So I think it's a wonderful, wonderful sport. Though sometimes when you're watching it and you're watching people get kicked in the head, it may not be as appetizing. But it's a lovely sport. And even if you can't play it competitively, you can play it recreationally or just hit the ball around with your friends sometimes during the summer. And from all the correct answers this time, Rishabh has picked the winner. Rishabh, please announce the winner of our second listener question.
The winner is Pooja.
Pooja, all right. Pooja is a loyal listener of the show. In fact, she happens to be the cousin of our first winner, if I'm not mistaken. That's just an amazing coincidence. But Pooja, congratulations. You know what to do. Write to me today itself, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, let's see how the kids did in the studio. Adarsh, how many points do you have?
105.
Oh, nobody can hear you.
105 points.
105. Rishabh?
75.
Closer?
75.
75. Divyang?
20.
20.
Not 75.
How many?
55.
And Divyang?
20.
20. We still have 10 questions. So this is still anyone's game. So let's listen to our... Okay, so this is our audio round. What I've done is picked snippets of people speaking different languages. They're going to be played now, one by one, and the kids have to identify the language from what they hear in the speech. Ready? All right. Here we go. First one.
Assalamu alaikum. Yasuruni an akuna qad ayqadhtu.
Okay.
Arabic.
Very good, Divya. All right, Michael, we can stop that one. Let's try then. Actually, let's play it from the beginning one more time for the benefit of our listeners. Just a snippet.
السلام عليكم يسرني أن أكون قد أيقظت اهتمامك يمكنني
Great. Let's go to our second one.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Audrey. Je suis la voix féminine française de
10 points. Very good. Let's continue listening to it for about 10 seconds, Michael,
Bonjour,
so that our listeners can listen to it.
Je m'appelle Audrey. Je suis la voix féminine française de Voice Reader Home. Je suis heureuse d'avoir attiré ton attention. Je peux te lire toutes sortes de textes
okay.
et je suis là.
Let's go to the next one.
Guten Tag. Mein Name ist Anna. Ich bin eine der deutschen Stimmen von Voice Reader Home.
Not correct. Let's continue listening to it, and the question actually passes. Actually, I hadn't finished the whole thing, so this is now open to buzzer, but only to Divyang and Adarsh.
Guten Tag. Mein Name ist Anna.
German.
Ich bin
Very
Anna
good. 10 points. All right, next one.
Καλημέρα. Με λένε Μαλένα. Είμαι γυναικεία ελληνική φωνή του Voice Reader Home.
No, that is not correct. By the way, did you give me -5 last time? You did not. And you're both of you. Okay, question passes to... No, let's continue listening to it.
Καλημέρα, με λένε Μάλενα. Είμαι η γυναικεία ελληνική φωνή του Voice Reader Home. Μπορώ να σου διαβάσω ό,τι κείμενο θέλεις. Είμαι η ιδανική παρέα για κάθε περίσταση. και προσαρμόζομαι εύκολα. Εάν θέλεις, μπορώ να μιλήσω πιο αργά ή και πιο γρήγορα όταν βιάζεσαι. Μήπως θα ήθελες να με ακούς πιο συχνά στο μέλλον?
Εμένα θα... No, that is not correct. Minus five. I should play Korean just to make you see how different it is from that. That was...
Καλημέρα.
No, okay.
Με λένε Μάλνα.
Okay, I don't think anybody got that one now. Did you know it, Rishabh?
No.
Pass. So the answer is Greek.
Oh, Greek.
Greek. Yes. Okay, let's go to the next one.
उन्होंने उसे प्रणाम किया और वे बड़े आनंद के साथ
हिंदी
इज राइट आई डोंट स्पीक हिंदी बट आई फिगर्ड इट आउट
एवरीबॉडी हैज हर्ड इट राइट
या
ओके लेट्स गो टू द नेक्स्ट वन
कोन्निचिवा गो क्योमी वो ओमोची इतादाकी अरिगातो गोजाइमासु
यू ऑलरेडी सेड समथिंग व्हाट इट
इज कैंटीनीज
नो दैट इज नॉट करेक्ट माइनस 5 लेट्स कंटिन्यू लिसनिंग टू इट इट्स ओपन टू बजर नाउ स्टिल ओपन टू बजर Let's listen to 10 seconds more.
ご指定いただいた文章を読み上げ、その後、オーディオへ転送することができます。
Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Salve, mi chiamo Alice. Sono la voce italiana femminile di Voice Reader Room. Mi fa piacere aver suscitato il tuo interesse.
She actually Posso... says it in this. Here we go. Whoop. That was Adarsh. Very good. How many more do we have? Well, let's go. All right. Yeah, let's go to the next one.
您好，多谢您的关注。
Chinese.
我们为您朗。
Michael, let's keep playing for about 10 seconds.
读任何文字，然后将其转换为音频。
All right. Let's go to the next one.
Добрый день. Меня зовут Милена. Я один из русских голосов для Voice Reader Home. Я рада, что заинтересовала вас. Я могу зачитывать любые тексты.Кроме того, я очень легко адаптируюсь. Если пожелаете, я могу говорить медленнее.
Russian, very good. 10 points. Last one? Last one for them or last one for our listeners? For them. Okay, go for it.
Buenos días. Mi nombre es Mónica. Soy la voz femenina en español de Voice Reader Home. Me alegra haber despertado.
Yep. And I think we've done our 10 in the studio and now it's time for our listeners. 510-770-1550
สวัสดีค่ะยินดีที่คุณให้ความสนใจดิฉันสามารถอ่านข้อความใดให้ฟังก็ได้แล้วแปลงข้อความนี้เป็นไฟล์เสียง
โอเค let's play it one more time
สวัสดีค่ะยินดีที่คุณให้ความสนใจดิฉันสามารถอ่านข้อความใดให้ฟังก็ได้แล้วแปลงข้อความนี้เป็นไฟล์เสียง
โอเค let's go to our first caller Hi you're on the air Hello next one Hi you're on the air Hi you're on the airThese are our early callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go for it. What's your name?
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Chinese.
Arin thinks it's Chinese. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Uda, and I think the language is Vietnamese.
Is what? Vietnamese. Oh, okay. Thank you. That was Vietnamese. We had Chinese and we had Vietnamese. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Chinese.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy and the answer is Chinese.
Is that Amy?
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. We have one more Chinese. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go ahead.
My name is Sahana.And I think the answer is Korean.
Sahana thinks it's Korean. We have one more. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satwik and the answer is Korean.
Thank you, Satwik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nahal and the language is from Thailand.
Who's this?
Nahal.
Mahal. Thank you, Mahal.
Yeah.
We have Thai now. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and I think the answer is Japanese.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the
I think the answer is Japanese.
Japanese is Madhav. We've covered all the Oriental languages by now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. I think the answer is Korean.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sushin and the answer is Thai.
Is that Stuti?
Huh?
Who is that?
Sushin.
Spell it, spell it. Yeah, spell your name.
Sushyam.
Sushyam.
S-U-S-H-I-M.
I am Sushyam. Thank you, Sushyam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti and I think I am Japanese.
Stuti, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Iknor and I think the answer is Korean.
Thank you, Iknor. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, my name is Somi and the answer is Korean.
Thank you, Somi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna and the answer is Korean.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm another Ashna and I think the answer is Mandarin.
Mandarin. And Ashna, what's your surname so we can distinguish you from the other Ashna?
Jane.
Okay, Ashna Jain. Ashna J. Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pratham, and I think that the answer is Korean.
Is that Gautam?
Pratham.
How do you spell it?
P-R-A-T-H-A-M.
Oh, Pratham. Thank you, Pratham. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yathart. Hi, my name is Yathart, and the answer is Thai.
Yathart? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yathart, beautiful name. Thank you. No, I'm sorry. What was that?
That's nice.
Okay, thank you, Yathart. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I think the answer is Anthony.
Who's calling?
Bubbly.
Thank you, Bubbly. That was the last caller. We're not taking any more calls because we're running out of time for the show. We have to take a quick break and come back. Michael, I want you to play. Actually, no. Let's play that clip again right after we come back from a break.
ค่ะยินดีที่คุณให้ความสนใจดิฉันสามารถอ่านข้อความใดให้ฟังก็ได้แล้วแปลงข้อความนี้เป็นไฟล์เสียง
Well, the clue was there in a couple of things. First of all, she says Sawadika, which is hello in that language. And the second thing is she mentions the capital of the country in the little piece. So we'll find out what the answer was after the break. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya. Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Jeja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We just finished our rounds for today. Our last question was an audio round question. Michael, can we play that quickly again one more time? Identify this language.
ยินดีที่คุณให้ความสนใจดิฉันสามารถอ่านข้อความใดให้ฟังก็ได้แล้วแปลงข้อความนี้เป็นไฟล์เสียง
So that language was Thai, Sawadika is saying hello in Thai. And we had only three correct answers and this time Adarsh picked the winner. Adarsh, who was the winner of our third language, third question?
The winner of the third listener question is Mahal.
Mahal, all right, congratulations. I think maybe new caller because I haven't heard that name before, but welcome to the show and congratulations.Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now let's see how everybody else did in the studio today. Adarsh, how many points do you have?
I have 125 points.
Into the mic, Papa.
I have 125 points.
125. What about you, Rishabh?
50.
And Divyang did well in this round. How many points did he have?
75.
So today Adarsh is our winner. Let's give him a big round of applause. Well done, Adarsh. But there was a high scoring round because all the boys did really well. So congratulations to them. And with that, we come to the end of our show for today. I want to mention again that we featured Ajay Raj on the saxophone with the Gunn High School Band today, playing a piece called Quintessence. It was awesome and we look forward to hearing more from our talented kids out there. Please send me your recordings at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And if you want to participate, Same email. Just let us know you want to participate and what grade you're in. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiyeja,
Sawal Kiyeja.
Want to do, oh, kuriye, what to do, oh, ho gayi munde di, patanga wari gi, tu aave uddi di, oh, ho gayi munde di, hilate chal di, tuk tuk tu kar di, makeup tu kar di, angrezi pad di, git pit tu kar di, jimme koi ne saadi Victoria, tu kanti Big Bang.